Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing like having seeds in the ground
And now we can press forward to the harvest. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Adrian. Giving praise unto God, who is the head of my life, glory and honor, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Pastor Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, the evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, to our men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, and South Africa. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Jamaica. Good morning, good morning, and good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and he delivered us from that mud and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. He touched us with his finger of love this morning, closed us in our right mind, started us on our way. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. But everything, everything is jointly and fitly into place on this fabulous Friday morning. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him the praise, the honor, and the glory, and the thanks for all that he does for us, let's give him the praise. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed on this blessed Friday morning, Pastor Smith. All is good. All is good. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer. And I give honor to First Lady of ADM House. I give honor to her. In the name of Jesus, I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to every mother of the house, deacon, praise teams, and to each and everyone that's tuned in this morning, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, God, humble this just like a child. God, just come and just say thank you. Come into the throne of thanksgiving this morning. Once again, God, it's a blessing, God, hallelujah, this morning, how you breathed upon us this morning, God, and gave us another opportunity of life in the name of Jesus. Activities in our bodies, God, that we can move around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you how you just kept us safe all last night and up to now, God. You didn't let a thief kick in the door, God. A robber came in to shoot us or kill us, God. So that's enough to just say thank you, God. We thank you for your angels, how they stretched all over us all last night. In the name of Jesus, God, we need this morning, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God. When you touch all of us, God, giving us life in our body, God. Oh, God, in the most shake, God, I pray, God, that we will begin to rise up and praise you, God, saying hallelujah, hallelujah. God, thank you for another day in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the food that you have placed on our table, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Lift up our family member this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to tuck on them, shield them, and protect them. Keep them from all hurt and danger. But most of all, God, save them and fill them with your precious Holy Ghost. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your joy, your peace, your love, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. Aid our voice in our souls, God. We say thank you this morning, God. Thank you for our trials and our tribulations, God. All that we go through, we yet and still and say hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, this morning, Lord, kind of God. Oh, God, we pray that you lift up our youth once more, God. Keep them and shield them and protect them, God, and not going and not coming. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for saving them at a young age, God. Filling them with your precious Holy Ghost out of our shame, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah this morning, God. Oh, God, I ask that you walk into the hospital, God, of us, and even with your presence in the hospital, God, we thank you, God, because people are being saved right now in the name of Jesus, God. Those are your promises, God. You said by your stripes we'll heal and we'll just heal in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to stand on your word, God. Stand and never give up, our brother, God. Know that you're God all by yourself. How about Sunday? We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we know we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us this morning, God. So we'll say thank you, Jesus, about Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray this morning, God, whatever in anybody's going through, God, I pray that you touch, you go to my son, make a way out of nowhere, God. Let them know how to both shake, God, whatever they're going through, God. You are in control, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning about Sunday. We thank you that your peace has abided in us, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you because your peace is in our home, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, if there is any construction, interruption, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, as we begin to walk our house, in the name of Jesus, God, this morning, we plead in the blood of Jesus, God, of our son, God, plead in the blood of Jesus over everything. I ain't like you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, this morning, God, we say thank you. Thank you for your peace, God, of our son, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, of our son, God. Somebody that's locked up this morning. Oh, God, I pray this morning, of our God, that you go to the cell, Lord, about Sunday, and begin to minister to them, God. Don't let them be the same, God, when they be dismissed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I look up for every natural mother today, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you shield and protect, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that we become about shake, God. Oh, God, let us begin to pray for our children more and more in the mighty name of Jesus, God, about Sunday. Oh, God, we plead the blood of our children this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, out of our city. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, how the most say, God, that mother shall have peace in their home, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I speak peace this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you touch every individual out of both shade on the line of about say they high in the natural, wherever they may be this morning. Oh, God, I pray, God, out of both shade, God, that you do a new thing in us in this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us have peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know Christmas is coming, God. Oh, boy, shine that on the boy. Let us seek, oh, boy, shine that. Know that you are the reason for the season, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We might have kids, so the most say, God, may not have nothing to give our heart by Shanai, but we need to really realize that you are both Shanai. Oh, hallelujah. You are the one, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you for all things, God. Help us, Lord, today. Help us all, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, be a mind regulator for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Keep our minds focused on you, God. Our eyes stayed on you, how about Sunday? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Little boy, Sunday. These things I ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, God. And constantly have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way. Have your way.
Hey, Jesus.
In this place, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Honorable shape.
In your Holy Spirit. Right now,
hallelujah.
Every area, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, yes. Yes.
Holy Spirit of the living God, Lord.
Yes.
Have your way on this morning. Take full control of everything and everybody in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Holy Spirit
Lord.
Of the living God, stir up the atmosphere. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord,
allow us to do it,
Jesus,
oh God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, pour your anointing right now upon your people in this land,
Lord.
From the north, south, east, and the west. Watch your anointing, Lord, on
the
them that need
Jesus.
You, on them that are saved. Lord God, watch your anointing, Lord God, that more power that we receive right now in the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
So, Holy Spirit, thank you for coming
thank
this
Lord.
We thank you on this fabulous Friday. That you
yes,
took
Lord.
The time to come down from the Father to the Son to see about us in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. And we thank you.
Hey, God.
Now, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, have your way on today.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
you
Lord.
Will do for each and every one of us internationally, and locally, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be done on today. In the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Lord,
let us pray and Father you this morning. Oh, glory,
hallelujah.
Nothing else is more important than God. Then we stand in the praise right now for all that you have
Lord
done, Lord Jesus. And
amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
and we
Jesus.
We are one good man in the land of the living. So
amen.
We thank you. And
thank
you,
Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we do, Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
On today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We give thanks unto God.
Yes, Lord.
We give thanks unto the Lord Jesus. And we give thanks to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We give
thanks.
And we do it.
Yes,
we
do, Lord. Yes,
holy
we do, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
The holy are you. Righteous are you. Oh, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Are you. Hallelujah. Lord
hallelujah
Jesus.
This morning, God. Yes,
have
Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
And we can be praying.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the
amen.
Name of Jesus.
Yes,
so
Lord
let pray
Jesus.
You.
Lord yes,
God.
Lord.
Come on,
yes,
heart.
Lord Jesus.
A song come off of our lips. A
yes,
song
Lord.
Of
hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So
hallelujah.
Almighty
yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
We sing on today.
Yes,
we thank
we do.
You, Lord. And
thank
we praise
you, Lord.
You. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
In
amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Nothing like
thank you.
Coming to the presence of the Lord and
amen.
Hearing the thing
yes,
for
Lord.
All the attribute that
amen.
He gives us in every
amen.
Day.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well,
we're
yes,
going to move
do.
On this fabulous Friday, Mother. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to talk a little bit about being tempted. Amen.
Yes.
And we're
amen.
Going to come out of the book of Matthew, amen. Matthew,
yes.
The fourth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
out at the first verse.
Yes.
And I believe we're going to go down to about the 9th or 10th verse. Matthew 4:1-11. And it reads as such. Then was Jesus led up to the Spirit into the wilderness, tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, devil, man shall not live by bread alone, but
Amen.
By every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
Amen.
Then the devil take him up to the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." Amen. Verse 7. Jesus said unto him, "It is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Amen. And again, the devil taketh him up into exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, "All these things will I give to thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve." Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And isn't it amazing? Amen, that Jesus is God, and he already owned all of these things. But the devil will come anyhow and tempt him. Praise God.
Amen.
Just like he tempts us. Amen. But
Amen.
Jesus paid him. He went through it all. Praise God.
Yes.
And he told that devil where to go. Get thee behind me. And we as saints on this morning, when we are tempted by the devil, at any time, at any angle, at any place, that we, praise God,
amen,
tell that devil that we rebuke him and to get thee behind us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Come, amen, praise God, when temptation comes. Excuse me, I lost my place. Praise God. Temptation comes, amen, when the devil thinks that he has found a crack in your armor. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when he comes. Remember,
amen.
Jesus was and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So then his body was weakened.
Yeah.
And now the devil knows this. And so when we fast, amen, and pray, the same thing applies to us.
Amen.
Our body gets weak. And this is one of the very weak times that the devil knows that he could come, amen, and inflict something dangerous.
Mm.
Amen. Something diabolical. Praise God. Something with witchery. Amen. Something that takes us from our position and standing where God has us. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
but
Lord,
we
please.
Do not have to accept what he brings to us. Amen.
Don't.
For what he brings, amen, can be real. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And don't let him test you. Amen.
Amen.
Keep looking up to God. He'll bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed. Check your eyesight. Amen.
Amen.
The devil is trying to tell. When you pray to God and don't seem like you're getting an answer, or don't seem like your prayers are going up, check your eyesight. Amen.
Amen.
Check your spiritual sight. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Check them. We have to. Amen. Praise God. Are you looking to him, God? Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 4:9. Three things of protecting yourself. One, provision test. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, the devil will come in and test your provision. Well, I got this bill due, light bill, and I ain't got no money. We need food in the house. Ain't got no money for that either. We need some shoes on our feet. Praise God. Ain't got no money for that either. Amen.
Amen.
Who do you go to? You go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because in Ephesians 4:16, it tells us that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Amen.
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 So when you see those tests like that come around financially or something like that, know that it's a test. Amen.
Oh, yes.
And something God allows. Praise God. God allowed those tests so that we will become stronger in him.
Amen.
And we will realize and know who our provider is. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Number two, protection test. Amen. Fear. The devil brings forth fear. God does not implant fear into our DNA.
No,
amen.
No.
He said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Praise God. So don't let the devil come around trying to steal your protection and joy.
Amen.
Number three, power test. Amen. Jesus said, I go away, but I'm going to send back to you a comfort.
Amen. Amen.
And that comforter just wasn't sent back willy-nilly. That comforter was sent back in the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He sent it back unto you and to me.
Amen.
Knowing that you have that power because we are the sons and daughters of Almighty God.
Amen.
Born again, amen, shaped in his image. We have that same Holy Ghost power. Amen.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, go over to Psalms 1:8. Psalms 4, amen, 5 and 6. And go over to Luke, praise God, 10, amen, 11.
Amen.
What God tells us, and all we have to do, if we think that we're lacking in that power, is to ask the Lord thy God to fill us with this precious Holy Ghost. And when that Holy Ghost comes in, it comes in to lead, guide, protect, amen, to stretch us, praise God, to another level,
amen,
to understand that Jesus has given us all power and authority to put our feet on the devil's head, and that that devil don't have no power and authority over you or me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. On today, what's your test on today? Amen.
Yes.
And believe this, you will pass that test, and how will you know? Because you'll come out of it, and it won't come around again.
Yes.
But if you are lacking the power to pass that test, just like the children of Israel, it'll come around again and again and again. Praise God.
Amen.
And he wants to keep going around the same mountain. Amen. Looking at that same view all the time. praise God. I know not me. I dare surely not you. Amen.
Amen.
But these three things, amen, is a test of God's love towards you and towards me.
Yes.
So if the devil, the Lord Jesus, he's going to test us.
As a matter
of fact, in the Word, the Lord tells us that trials and tribulations are no more than tests. They're going to come.
Amen.
Yes, they are. Amen. So get your man right. Understand the things that you have learned, the information, to gather the revelation, so that you would get the manifestation going in 2019. On today. Rebuke the enemy at any cost. Every plot, every scheme, every device. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in your life, your family's life, your business life, your work life, praise God, in every area of your life, spiritually and naturally, rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's only a test.
Amen.
You can put all of those tools that God has given us and taught us, we can put them to work. When you put them in action, that the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth until all generations, because he's going to perform what he says he's going to perform.
Hallelujah.
He is not a man that he is, nor the son of man that he should be on today. So kick that devil out. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to go forward in 2019. And now, we turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Amen. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor. Every time I think I'm going to take it easy, you always say things to stir me. My goodness. It never fail. It never fail. My God. I just sit up here and say that, Pastor Smith, here we go again. Amen. Good morning, everyone.
Amen.
Good morning, all of you.
Amen.
God bless you all, and thank God for each and every one of you, you know, and send a shout-out to First Lady. Saints of God, you know, this, you just messed me up as we were going through this because, you know, the enemy do test, these same type of tests is still going on to this day. This day is still the same type things that going on. Amen?
Amen.
And we were sharing with that, especially this week. I was hitting on it. This week as well, especially that last test, when Satan said, "I give you all these things, all you got to do is worship me." Now worship doesn't mean, don't necessarily have to do it as we go to like church service and we go into a worship service. I adore you. I appreciate you. God, I thank you. You know, that type of worship. Amen. And I know, you know, we could get that kind of confused, say, well, the enemy want us to worship, and we thinking that, hey, I'm not worshiping the devil because I'm not saying I appreciate you, I adore you, I do, I love you. The Bible says, you know, you can eat either be hot or cold. You cannot be lukewarm. You can either be hot or cold. If you are not walking into the things of the Lord, you're walking in the things of somebody else or something else. Amen?
Amen.
You can all either be hot or cold. You cannot be lukewarm. Amen? And say to God, you got to understand how God bless. God doesn't bless you in your pity party. I never seen God did bless anybody in their pity party. When a blessing or something looks like a blessing come to you in your pity party, you better be suspicious. You better be suspicious, because what's going to happen is when the enemy, well, he's so slick and cunning, he'll send a blessing. People don't think that the devil ain't going to. Yes, the devil will. He tried to give Jesus all these things. The devil will give you some things. And the enemy is trying to bless you in a pity party, but he want to bless you while you're having a pity party. He want to try to send something that looks like a blessing when you're mad at people, when you're mad at the church, you're mad at God. You know, folks tell you to go ahead and leave, and all of a sudden you're getting these things. As soon as you leave a place of a safety area place, and look, all these things starting to happen that looks like a blessing. No, that's how he lock you in. That's how he draw you. Y'all better hear me. That's how he draw you. That's how he lock you in. And so many saints don't fail. So many saints don't fail for that type of strategy. And what happened is it's hard for them to come back. Amen? It's hard for them to come back. No, you receive in good spirit. The Bible says, you know, even giving, you know, give in a good spirit, receive in a good spirit. Because what's going to happen once you receive in that time of distress, or you in that pity party stage and stuff like that, then you'll feel as though that you don't even need to do what you do, prayer, worship, stand in the face of God to receive what you need to receive. So now your life is all about things. Your life is not about God no more. It's about things. And once it be about making sure your things are taken care of, the enemy got you. The enemy got you. And there's so many people that the enemy get because they too busy looking at their things. And after God said, I will supply all your needs. He said, I supply all your needs. And, you know, other words, God said, hey, you just stay focused on me. You stay in alignment with me. Just keep walking upright with me. I got everything else. I got this. Amen.
I've never seen,
saints of God, you gotta, please, I never seen God bless. I never heard of it, never seen of it. In a time you having a pity party, in a time you just whining, you just complaining, you got envy in your heart, you just blaming everybody. You know you're mad at the world. Then all something you leave and here you go, you got the keys to a new house. Here you go, keys to a new car. Here you go, you got this coming in your way and that coming in your way. And here you go, you shouting and you thinking that it's the Lord. The Lord doesn't bless you in your mess. He doesn't bless nobody in his mess. That goes against his word. He don't bless you. You in that having a pity party. The Bible said, rejoice. Give thanks unto the Lord. Count it all things. You know, you give thanks. That's what God does. Amen. Jesus in a place of a time I'm hungry. He in a place in a time. Guess what? If he received anything from the devil, that means he need to depend on the devil than depend on his father. He need to depend on the enemy that he depend on. Who are you depending on this day? Who are you depending on this day? Where are you at in your circumstances? Do you allow circumstances to overwhelm you, to overtake you? Are you keeping your faith stayed on God? You got to understand, when you go into a place of distress, that is a call. In a while, in the Lion King, in the Kingdom Age, in the wild, you know, in the animal kingdom stage, when they hear an animal in a place of distress, they when predators hear animals in a place of distress, you know what that is? That's a sign of vulnerableness. That's vulnerable from the prey. Guess what? What they saying? That's easy prey right there. That's easy prey right there. So now here come all these predators looking for that in, looking for that sound. Why? Because they finna devour that prey. They finna devour. When you in a place of distress and you just going on with your pity party, you making a sound for the enemy to come track you down and devour you. Because now, like Pastor Smith was saying, he know where your weakness at. He know you're weak. You ain't strong. And the enemy love to take out all weak ones. Why? It's easy prey for him. It's easy prey for him. That's why you got to have this walk with God. You got to be serious about it. You can't depend on your neighbor prayers. You can't depend on somebody else praying for you. You can't depend on somebody else fasting for you. Get your answer for somebody else. Somebody else always be there. You got to depend on the Lord. You got to be built up as a strong tower. You got to get ready for the Lord. Y'all got to hear me. We all walk together in unity to put something on them. But at the end of the day, each one of us got to be equipped and ready for the unity to work. If not, it's not going to work.
Amen.
The enemy will pick off the weakest one because you're in a place of distress. I pray that in your 2019 year, You're going to look at your circumstances differently. You're going to look at a situation that you go through differently. And you're going to rejoice, and you're going to count it all blessing. You already tried, my God, the complaining. You already tried, my God, talking trash about it. You already tried being mad about it. You find out and realize that that did not work. So I'm telling you right now, you might as well try something crazy. What is the crazy thing? When you're going through, you laugh about it. When you're going through, you just give me a face about it. When you're going through, you say, child, I ain't worrying about it. I don't know where it's going to come from, but God's going to supply my all needs. You're going through with a good character, because that's the way God bless. That's the way he will bless you. He don't bless you having a self-pity party. You upset. No. You crying. You mad about it. You just all this kind of stuff here. Amen? He keep you right there. How many of us he kept right there where we're just going and going? It didn't change nothing. It didn't change anything till we got up off that couch. We got up out of that house, and we start making some moves, and we start giving God some things and praising him for his name. That's when things started to change. Other than that, it ain't changed nothing. Don't allow the enemy tempt you because of things and different things. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That's the whole plan with the enemy. That's the whole plan with the enemy. Don't let people say, oh, the devil ain't going to bless you. The devil is a liar. He'll let you profit the whole world, but he wants you to lose your soul. He wants you to lose. And when they say lose your soul, other words, forget about your first love. Amen? Yeah. Other words, forget about your first love. My God, when you forget about your first love, you don't have a relationship with your first love no more. You don't have a relationship. You know about them. You have thoughts about them. You have memories about them. But for that relationship, you don't have a relationship no more, because you don't forget about your first love. What profit a man gave the whole world and lose his soul? That man done forgot about his first love. And that's what the enemy wants you to do, to forget about your first. He don't mind you having remembrance, but he don't want you to keep walking with your first love, because he got a problem with that. Amen? Amen. So don't allow him to disconnect for our first love. Let's stay plugged in, and let's keep looking towards to hear what's coming out here. And everything, let's be in good spirit, for we can begin to receive from the things of the Lord. If you don't, I'm telling you right now, God does a release. And that doesn't go from just for you all. No, that's go from the pulpit to the floor. That's all of us. Amen? We can be I can't be sitting out there. God, I'm just so sick and tired. We got all this going on. We got folk complaining. We got this. God, I need you to bless me. God's going to keep me right there in that pit until I get out of it. Amen. Until I build up some tough skin and come out of that foolishness that I am. He'll keep me right there in that pit. He'll keep you right there until you learn a praise in your heart and a praise in your spirit. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go into 2019 with a new attitude, new spirit, new mindset. Amen. Let's not be tempted by the things of the enemy, because it looks good. That doesn't make it good. Y'all about to hear me. Amen. Let's be into the things of the Lord. You know good and well you ain't doing anything. You know you know you're doing everything that you could possibly do, and God giving you all these gifts, giving all these blessings, and he ain't telling you about your mess. Baby, you got a devil in your mess. I'm telling you that right now. You got a devil in your mess, because it's impossible to go and worship the Lord and the Lord never deal with you about you. A sword never cuts you about your mess, about your situation, about your issue. No, it's impossible. You can't go and touch God, and God don't deal with things that is unclean and is unholy. Amen? And if you go through that day and you just living a lavish life and you just going about your business and you ain't worried about nothing, no conviction, God ain't doing, ain't nothing. Just God just giving you a great time and you just all in your midst. Maybe you got a devil in your midst. It's a devil supplying you. It's not God. It's a devil supplying you, and it's not God. And at the end of the day, he wants you to forget about your relationship with God and keep focused on what you have right now. Don't allow the luxury of life, my God, to bring you your joy. Don't allow that. Amen. Allow your relationship with the Lord to bring you your joy, not the luxuries of life. God bless you. Better you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God for those words. Amen. Of wisdom. Amen. And clarity. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I like to say this right here. Amen. You know, Apostle. something there about, you know, you living your life and everything. Well, I'm going to tell you something. The word tells us that we're going to be tested.
Okay.
And if you're not being tested, you better take a checkup from the neck up.
Amen.
Spiritually. Amen. Because something just ain't right for you or possibly being sat up by the enemy. On today, give thanks to God. Amen. Grow through your tests, pass those trials, so you can get to the next level. Amen.
Amen.
And every day, tell God to change you, and He'll change you. Oh, yes, He will. He'll do it, but you got
to
want it in your heart. Amen.
Yes.
Well, we thank God for the prayer, for the words, amen, of wisdom, and the word of God coming down through to bless us on today. We thank God for the Holy Spirit coming in the midst on today.
Amen.
As you go out, be safe, amen. Invite somebody to church, amen.
Amen.
Maybe somebody that came to church and hadn't been in a while, and they need to come back to their first love.
Amen.
Some water, some plant, some water, but to God be the increase.
Amen.
And if you can see, oh glory, hallelujah, somebody else will come along. That God will see the water that He will give and tell them that God loves them and so do you.
Amen.
On today. So until we meet again, Lord Dennis, Monday evening at 7 p.m., you have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen. Worship you.